Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 26th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. This Sunday, our jobs are on the line. This Sunday, an Aer Lingus plane will carry non-union crew trained at United's training center to serve United passengers traveling from Washington Dulles to Madrid, Spain. Make no mistake, this is our flying, and Tilton is outsourcing it. It's that simple. Glenn Tilton is sending our jobs to an Irish company. Yes, it's a violation of our scope language, and we are fighting that battle at System Board of Adjustment through an MEC grievance. And while we challenge United with our contractual scope protections, we can't let the harm to our jobs go unchecked even one day. We need to use our power as a union, the power that comes from all of us taking action together to protest this flight and all it could lead to in our future. The United marketed flight will take off for the first time from Washington Dulles this Sunday, and we will be there to picket and advise United passengers of management's attack on our jobs and all good middle-class jobs. We will picket from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. outside United check-in at Dulles while leafleting passengers at the same time and asking them to call on their member of Congress to co-sponsor the Aviation Jobs Outsourcing Prevention Act, H.R. 4788. That's H.R. 4788. The legislation would require, when airlines enter into revenue-sharing agreements, the amount of revenue the airline receives is proportionate to the amount of flying the U.S. airline actually provides its workers. We will be protesting with the Airline Pilots Association, and all of us will be there in uniform to make it clear just who this joint venture is hurting. Get to the picket line. Demonstrate our solidarity and our determination to keep flying that should rightly go to United flight attendants where it belongs. Airline workers around the world are mad as hell, and with good reason. For us, United management is running very late with our pay, and we can't afford to wait for what's due. April 6, 2010 marks 1 year in contract negotiations. We cannot wait for the improvements we need and the compensation that represents our contributions to United Airlines. Grab your flying partners and take a stand. Join the picket line at airports around the world on April 6th to stand in solidarity with your flying partners for a new contract now. Details about the event in your location or layover location are posted on unitedafa.org. Show management, we stand behind our negotiators, and we're serious about our proposals for improvements. March the picket line in full uniform and stand up for what's right, whatever it takes. United has announced a system-wide bid for special leaves of absence for the two-month period of May and June 2010. Should you choose to bid for this leave, it is important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits. It could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave for more than 180 days in a 12-month period per Section 23B of the contract. Bidding is now open and will close April 14th at 08:30 Central Time. We continue to advocate management carefully reviews the schedule prior to awarding any special leaves, especially as other schedule options remain available, such as 30-day and daily ANP. These schedule options in and of themselves would not interfere with your benefits. The exceptions to this would be the award of 30-day ANP directly touching another 30-day ANP or a single day of ANP without at least one day off in between. Also, 30-day ANP in conjunction with a special leave of absence extends the period of the special leave. This circumstance would trigger change of status to a personal leave of absence, which would also affect benefits. Information regarding 30-day ANP may be found on display page DIS*27241 and 27242. Yesterday, AFA retired volunteer Jerry Butts recorded the latest industry editorial about the worldwide stand against greedy management who expects us to work harder for less. This message is too good to miss. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA and select option number 5, or get the podcast recording through the Dear AFA page on www.unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.